Well, hello and welcome. I'm Nicole Eisler, empowerment coach and your host here on the Limited to Liberated podcast, where I take energy and mindset topics that may feel complex, maybe they even feel confusing, and make them simple, now wait, simple and fun to implement for a healthier and happier life. Are you up for some of that? Simple plus fun to live healthier and happier. Who wouldn't say yes to that? If it sounds great to you, be sure to subscribe to my podcast. Be sure to stick around because you're going to catch a new episode every week. Let's dive in. All right, we're back at it again. It's Nicole Eisler here. So happy to be with you for another awesome episode, Limited to Liberated. That's what we do here. So what if there was one thing? Of course, there's always many things, but today we're talking about the one thing in your body that had the power to control the way you look, feel, and think. What might that be? What do you think that might be? And what if this one thing was the key to unlocking everlasting health? It's a big, hot topic right now. And not only is this a fact, but this is a vital organ in your body. But what we're going to talk about today is not just the physical organ in your body, the physical side of this, but how it all blends together, your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, and how this manifests physically, and how physically this influences your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, right? This all goes together. This is not any one thing, but I can tell you, if you have an unhappy gut, you are not living your best life. If you have gut health issues, right? There's this huge burden of gastrointestinal disorders, and there's poor gut health, and it is unfortunately ever increasing. There are so many people right now, maybe you're one of them, I hope not, but maybe you are, that suffer from this or they're affected by this, right? All of these digestive dis-ease. That's called disease in our society, but unfortunately, too many people are really living with a lot of symptoms. They don't know what to do about it. They've tried everything. I have clients come to me, and I can just tell, like, oh, man, whew. Tell me about your gut health issues. Like, oh, my God, how did you know that? I can feel it, right? And it all ties together because as we talk about the lack of self-trust, self-doubt, being a major component in their thinking, feeling process, right? Having that come up, there's just a lot of suffering going on all around. And it's uncomfortable if you have issues with your gut. It makes you feel uneasy. You feel heavy. You feel sluggish. If you have leaky gut, we'll talk about some of the science side of things with the gut. And what is the gut? Like, what is it, right? And we're also talking about your energy center, your solar plexus. This is about walk the middle way for gut health, okay? That means, like, trust yourself the most. Come from your centered place. Come back to center. Come back to center really means come back to self. That's what we're talking about. Come back to self. It's time for you to come back to yourself. Because if you, here's what I want to know, do you have gut health issues? And I can tell you, if you do, it's pretty likely, like I'd even bet money on it, it's pretty likely there's an issue with self-doubt or second-guessing yourself, not trusting yourself. Clients that I work with who come in and they're not living intuitively, they're not living from that self-trust space, trusting in laws of the universe and being supported and going with that gut instinct, right? Going with that first feel, not the second thought. Unfortunately, so many people are operating from a second, third, fourth thought about things, 800th thought about things instead of that first feel. But there is significant importance to gut health. But you can't just heal the gut and leave the emotions in a chaotic state. They really go together. That's what I want you to understand. There's a physical component to everything you feel. So everything you think creates this feeling. Feeling creates a physical manifestation. So this episode, we're going to dig in because there's just too many people. Like, it's becoming more and more common. I mean, if you do watch TV for 5 minutes, how many medications are on there about irritable bowel syndrome, or, you know, the one where the gut is talking to you, like, you better get near the bathroom. And we make this like kind of comical and funny. It's not funny. I had gut health issues for most of my life. It wasn't until I stepped into my own power and started operating from center, trusting myself the most. And then I had to, at that point, also assist my body, because I did have leaky gut. Okay, little like forewarning here. We're talking about the gut. So some of it's not pretty, right? When you feel all bloated like a beach ball, you don't feel pretty. I don't care if you're a man or a woman, you just don't feel your best. You feel like a tugboat. You feel sluggish. You feel heavy. Your stomach gets really tense and hard. It can even be very painful, right? And you think, oh, it must be because I had that dairy. I got to cut out the dairy. Or, oh, it must be, you know, I shouldn't have had that food. Or, and so you start reaching and grabbing and stopping and just trying everything you can. And I'll have people too, they'll, when I'm working with clients, because I always check, are you on a probiotic? Tell me about your gut health. We go through a whole little assessment, because I want to know, and I want them to be crystal clear aware, really, really tuned in and aware of how their body is giving them signs and signals. If you're going to live intuitively, you have to have a healthy gut, and you have to feel good in your body in order to read your signals and understand your true nature of things, your true sense about things. Right from the purest state means we have to restore that function in your body. If your body's hurting, if your body's in pain, if your gut's not functioning, it's all backed up, bloated and hurting and leaking, and you got brain fog, and you're not going to hit intuitive signals, but you're not going to trust yourself. You're tired, you're hurt, you just want everything to go away. I don't want to deal with anything. That does not make beautiful dreams happen, being in that state. That's why this is so important. Right? Because if you're here for a greater purpose, and you are, and your truest state of bliss, happiness, joy comes from expressing the gifts that were given to you, because that's what they're for, then how can you do that if you're hurting? You can't. It's just hard. It's too hard. Right? It's just a lot of work. So what exactly is considered the gut? Well, that would be your entire digestive system. We're talking about solar plexus, your sacral chakra. All of those cover the organs in your body, right? They eliminate waste, everything from digestion to eliminating waste, because an unhealthy gut is really can be any part of that system. A lot of people feel it though, right? In your lower abdomen, you're like, ugh. But if you eat and you get stomach aches, a lot of my clients, when we're working and talking about old memory will pop in, or what I call an energy imprint, and that will pop up for them, and I'll have them register. I really want you to tune in right now. Where are you noticing that? What are you noticing that you're feeling, and where are you feeling it in your body? They'll say, oh, my stomach. And I said, how do you feel it? It hurts my stomach. I get a pit in my stomach. So this is what I'm saying. Now that's from something that happened whenever, years ago, is still creating, because subconsciously, your subconscious mind doesn't know what's happening now, what's happening then. It's all having the same response in your body. So it's not just the foods we eat, although there's plenty to choose from that can wreck your gut, right? Deep fried foods and artificial sweeteners and things that that create inflammation in the body. But this is what we're talking about. Anything that affects your entire digestive system, the center of you, right? And it's true that all disease begins in the gut. Well, we should say dis-ease. However, if it starts in the gut, does it really start in the gut? But it's a feeling. It's a feeling that you feel in the gut. Okay, it's these emotions. And then, yeah, if you add toxins, if you consume, you put toxins into the body, that has to be processed and moved through the body. But what about when you're activating toxins from within the body? Right? Stress, things like that. Now, researchers say that there's are somewhere around 100 trillion bacteria living inside your body. All needed. They all play this vital role in your health and your well-being. It's a very delicate ecosystem, right, of bacteria that we refer to as microbiome. It keeps your body strong. It keeps you healthy. Like, we're actually more bacteria than we are human. Sounds gross, right? Ew, I'm a big bacteria, community of bacteria, but we look at, there's good bacteria. There's actually 10 times more bacterial cells than human cells in your body. Told you we're going to do a little science today. And there's somewhere between 300 to 1,000 different species of bacteria that live in your gut. With the most, it's about 500. Although researchers believe that 99% of the bacteria really comes from only 30 to 40 different species, which is not good. The less diverse. This is just like investments, right? Don't they say to diversify? We're talking about diversify your microbiome, right? Because there's so many linked health issues like obesity, diabetes, arthritis. Guess what? Depression. Now, if you listen to my podcast, our episode about depression, we talked about some of the myths about depression. However, remember, this is all this crazy-ass system we got going on. We got these thoughts and feelings which are not physical. However, they manifest physically in the body because there's a physical component. So you have this beautiful body, this body that's created to function. It's created with function to allow you to feel your thoughts. That's crazy. Isn't that? I think that is just so awesome that I can have a thought that you can't see, but I can feel it. I think that's awesome. So that's why I love this, you know, working with thoughts and beliefs and emotions and teaching my clients how to do that through feeling and noticing their body. Here's, though, what I find is that many of my clients, because they've been taught that feeling is a bad thing, don't be so sensitive, or why do you feel that way? What are you upset about now? Or whatever comments might have been said and internalized about feeling being the bad thing when feeling is just part of our actual divine system. right? So they're taught that, so they shut down, disconnect from noticing what they feel in their body because it's all bad. It's not safe. It is not safe for me to feel. I was taught that it's bad. I shouldn't feel so much. And so they just shut it down. And what happens then? You get stuck in your head. When you get stuck in your head, you overthink. Now that creates a lot of pressure. That increases stress. Guess what that does? It increases all the stress hormones in your body that go flooding down into guess where? Right down into your gut, right? So this, how do we bring it all together? Because one, the more diverse the microbiome is, the healthier a person is. I would like to say the more positively charged a person is with positive thoughts and beliefs. Yep, the healthier the person is. Right? So we have to look at, because there's now literally in this, there's good bacteria, bad bacteria, but I always say there's not good emotions, bad emotions. There are emotions that impact your system positively and some that impact negatively. Let's say that there are forms of bacteria that do the same. Right? So if you have too much of some things, when you have the good stuff, you got the probiotics, you got the not so good things, okay? But those good guys, they help you. They help you digest food, eliminate waste, and do all that stuff to remove the physical stuff of your body. Like, if you've ever been really upset unexpectedly and your digestion kicks in overdrive, you know what I'm saying? Look, we're talking about the gut, so everyone poops. Let's just get it out there. But you know what? When you don't have a healthy gut, not everyone poops. That's a problem. There's some things that are not meant to be held onto, right? This is about getting balance so that you have this 80-20. 80 is that bacteria that's doing good things, the good guys, and like 20-ish%, right? And then that way your digestive system is functioning at its finest. But did you know that taking even one dose of antibiotics can permanently reduce the diversity of your gut bacteria? Even one. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, that was what everyone turned to. Now, when my kids were young, I did not turn to those all the time. I was like, nope, there's got to be another solution. What else can we do? I was always looking for what else can we do? How can we help the body? How can we help the body? I didn't want to destroy the body and trying to help the body, right? So really looking at that. But this, so that's like the medication and the gut and the bacteria. And well, there's more to it, because if you have signs of an unhealthy gut, I already know what they are if you do. No one's like, I wonder if I have an unhealthy gut. You talk about, if I even say the word gut, I can tell, someone's like, ugh, but I can feel it energetically when I'm talking with someone in their assessment, right? So there's this blend, whatever, right? But when all this starts to happen, because why? Why? We're living under this chronic stress mode. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Then, it's promoter, you got to hustle. No, don't hustle. You got to relax. But now I feel pressure because I'm supposed to relax, but I got all this stuff to do. And then like, there's just all this, crazy thing. I was talking with a gentleman, he and I connected on LinkedIn, and we were talking about some trends with coaches and things. And he said, hey, have you noticed any trends, with coaches? And I said, well, it's just kind of this crazy thing where coaches are now saying like, you don't need any more programs. So buy my program and I'll teach you how to not need programs. You got to relax. Just let go of everything, but then do this one more thing to do that. And so it's kind of this crazy thing, right? So we were kind of laughing about that. But the truth is, it's not really funny, because what's the result of that? This chronic stress, not listening to your intuition, which means you are not trusting yourself the most. No matter what your intuitive signals and signs and what feels right for you, you're going against that. Maybe you're ignoring it. You're doing what you think you should do. You're doing what they say you should do, right? One of the things I love about my coaching, I will say that I feel helps me stand out from what other, not all coaches, there's some amazing coaches in this world, but I'm going to help my clients learn how to trust themselves. Not because I said so, not because I say you should do this, you should do that. Or I was talking with someone today, and she's telling me, our therapist is telling her, you shouldn't be doing that. You're overshare. You shouldn't be. And I was like, hold up. Who gets to decide if you're oversharing? Because if you're with the right people, you can't overshare. You can't do that wrong. How do you? I was like, listen, if you like to talk and you feel safe to talk, who has the right to tell you not to be who you are? That is something that just, man, that lights me up. Not in a good way. So when I'm working with a client, what are you feeling? What are you noticing? What's coming up for you? What feels right for you? Even if I say, la, 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 because I'm really good about, I purposely poke and push and switch the perspective around and say things. And I go, what's coming up? What are you noticing? Because that's what we want to talk about. I had a client, she was telling me how her son has been feeling very afraid. They had some tragedies happen, and she said, I just don't know what to do for him. And we were talking about how it's such a great opportunity for her to teach him how to trust himself the most, right? And how to create his own security and to use his fear and what he feels afraid of as a way to actually create security for himself. And she said, but I don't know what to say and I don't know how to do that. And I said, it's nothing that you say. It's you're going to help him discover his answers. It's his answers, not yours. Because you can tell him it's okay, it's safe, you're fine, everything's fine, that's not going to happen. But he needs to discover, right, through your guidance, yes. But, right, so this is like, we're not taught. Like, we got to teach our children as much as we have to teach ourselves and recondition ourselves to trust. Because this huge amount of tension and resistance and just like pushing through something, even though it feels entirely wrong for you. And no, I'm not talking about just telling yourself, my intuition's saying no, just because you're afraid to do something. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm really talking about ignoring, flat out ignoring how you feel, right? Trusting yourself, not getting enough sleep, doing things and focusing on things you have no control of outside of yourself that are working up emotions, which are really about your emotions from your experiences and not dealing with that. Like, all this stuff is creating so much pressure in the body. So signs like leaky gut, leaky brain, you get too much gas and bloating, acid reflux. I also find clients who are not speaking up for themselves. They don't express their own feelings. They have acid reflux. They have issues because your throat chakra is so tied to your solar plexus. I always say your solar plexus is what fuels, what like gives the energy to your voice, right? It's your personal power that gives your feelings expression, the power to express, right? But you can have things like poor concentration, ADD, ADHD. There's just so many fun labels, skin problems, right? We're talking about other things then, more on the heavier side. You can have diarrhea to constipation. You can have IBS to Crohn's disease. Like, there's so many options, and none of them are fun. They're not inviting. Leaky gut and leaky brain, ew, that's when your poor gut lining, right, gets all these little holes, and then all of your toxins and all of that starts to really leak back into your bloodstream, goes straight up to the brain, because that's how everything goes, right, into the bloodstream, up to the brain barrier, seeps into your brain. Gross, am I right? But that can be happening. I had that. I was like, God, why can't I focus? It just felt like I had cotton in my head. I didn't know how else to explain it, right? So leaky brain is like foggy brain. You can't think straight. It's hard to concentrate. I always just had this heaviness. I was like lethargic. No matter, it didn't, and I was like, and you say things like, I don't understand. I went to bed early. I got all this sleep. Why do I still feel this way? These are the things too, right? When those little tiny holes get poked in your gut and all this stuff is going wrong in your body, hey, but try to function and be productive and keep your focus up and, you know, yeah, right. Right? So now we know this is super important. We know what some of the signs are. Like I said, you never have to explain too much for anyone who has leaky gut or pain in the gut, things like that. But it plays your gut plays a huge role in your immune system. And I'm telling you, when we say go with your gut, it's not just some fun little catchphrase, okay? And the feelings you get in your gut. I actually have a client, she said, I always just thought I had gut health, like I have gut problems. I didn't know I was getting any intuitive signals on anything. Right? Again, if we're stuck in our head about things, and we're not noticing our body, and this is what I find too, we are conditioned to think that these things are just normal. Why? Because that's what the commercials, they get a little cartoon of your gut talking to you, telling you got to sit next to the bathroom. You start doing this becomes your new norm, where you forget that your body actually used to not have these problems. That was me. I just thought, oh, I'm just one of those people who has a horrible gut. It's just the way it's been, because it was that way for most of my life. Well, I didn't trust myself for most of my life. So I had a lot of issues. Then something, you know, when things really at the point in my life where I had a tremendous amount of stress, just huge, like this is where all my gifts and everything came in. But that's when it really got my attention. I thought, I can't live like this anymore. I just can't, right? So went on this mission to figure out what does it take, man? I tried all these probiotics. I used to do detoxes. Like, I've tried all these things, and some of them would work for a while, but remember, my emotions would stay the same and the anxiety would stay the same. And so it was just this like trying to find a band-aid kind of thing. And I could never really get to, I'll tell you when you have a healthy gut, you'll know when you have a healthy gut, when you don't think about it anymore. Because trust me, when you got gut health issues, and when I've worked with people and they tell me that they have not, we're going to say the P word again, ready? They have not pooped for 7-8 days. And they look at me like, is that bad? And I'm like, are you kidding me? But I remember thinking the same thing. Except for me, I was like, you got to be kidding. Like, no, mine was not to get, again, too personal, too oversharing, okay? But this, we're talking body function here. Mine was like, it was hit or miss, hit or miss. I never knew what to expect. Some people, it's, you know, I find in my clients that have more anxiety, they have a more active or overactive or too active digestive elimination system. And for my clients who are more on the heavy thoughts, heavy feelings, more coming from the down until we get things in a more flowing balance, they have a very slow elimination system. They do not go as often. They also reach for foods that are, they tend to be heavier in nature because we're looking at energy and frequency, right? So your immune system, oh my goodness. I mean, if your gut is destroyed and it, or it's packed full of, you know, okay, not functioning, you're not absorbing nutrients. You're reabsorbing the toxins and that you're supposed to eliminate. And it said that 75% of your immune system is found in your GI tract. Your immune system. Your gut is also known for creating hormones. Scientists are starting to find that hormones are produced by the neurons in your gut just as much as in your brain. Think, oh, that's so amazing to me that you have hormones created in your digestive system, not just in your brain. So what happens if your gut's not functioning? Not anything good, right? And so it's kind of odd, isn't it, to think that your stomach is actually creating your mood? And in return, your mood is going to affect your gut. It's a two-way system. So your bacteria in your gut is able to produce hormones like serotonin, dopamine, and other mood enhancers that influence your thoughts positively. This is so cool, right? Scientists are showing that those neurons in the gut, they're producing dopamine just as much as in the head. 95% of serotonin in your body at any point is found in your gut. I mean, it also makes hormones for controlling your appetite and doing other things. There's so many things, right? So immune system, we got that going. You're creating hormones. I mean, the importance of this gut. So now let's just talk about, because I said go with your guts, not just some catchy little phrase, right? There is a brain-gut connection. It's this amazing system wired within you. I always say you're wired to win. Your intuition, that means you're wired to win. You got everything you need, unless it's not healthy, right? But it's there to help you cue in, identify what's right for you, what's a fit, what feels good, and what's a no. That's just not a fit, right? I always say match, not a match. So you have this amazing built-in system, totally your internal guidance system. It comes with all these cool accessories called emotions because everything is energy. Emotions are energy in motion, right? So you feel them. So you have all this stuff to help you make the right decisions, to help you guide and direct your life in a positive way. You have this incredible enteric nervous system. Like, it's, to me, it is a little bit mind-blowing to think that you have just millions and millions, I know, millions of dollars. No, you have millions of neurons. It's so cool, right? And it's totally all in there, like in this awesome little space you got going on. And it can, and not only this, okay, when I started studying the gut, I was like, what is this crazy system, right? Wow, there's more to the gut than just the pee, poo, right? There's more to it than that. That all of this is functioning, but also that's why we call it the second brain, because it can work independently of any control by the brain in your head. Say what now? Huh? Yes, it can work independently. It is another independent center of your integrative neural activity. I think it's pretty amazing because if you really look at the finer details of your gut and how it's wired and everything that it does, that it's this community of cells and energy within the larger community of cells in your whole body, that you have like approximately 100 times larger the ENS or the enteric nervous system is approximately 100 times larger than the surface area of all of your skin. I know, lots of science. Right? But what I'm saying, the reason, because this is so obviously important to make sure that this environment is healthy, that it can flourish, because that all these interdependent elements, right, that they're free to play nice together, that so that the flow is there. There's flow again, right? Communication. Just like in a relationship, you don't have communication, you don't have anything. If we don't have communication, if it cannot function because it's just stressed and it's struggling and it's broken, then it's really a lot harder to get those intuitive signals to feel good in your body. So there's a top-down brain-to-gut signaling and, yes, a bottom-up gut-to-brain. Right? So you have your gut-to-brain. So that's why many times you might feel in your gut, but then you pop up to your head to give it some thought. This is where self-trust comes in because like I always tell you, you have intuition. Intuition is there 24/7, works 100%. It is whether or not you know that, see it, feel it, aware of it, trust it. It can be working for you, but if you don't trust what you feel, you get all confused, you start overthinking it, right? Well, then it cannot work for you. It's just there, basically. There's communication that must happen and then trusting yourself. So trusting yourself comes from this empowerment place, right? So all of these little messengers that go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, that's what's helping you decide whether you feel happy or you're anxious or you're joyful or maybe you feel down or you're sad. If you lack self-trust and you get a feel on someone, something, a decision, but then you start second-guessing yourself, You either talk yourself into something that's not a fit. We've all had that, right? Oh, man. Or talk yourself out of something that would have been an amazing fit. Damn, missed out on that, right? Or you say things like, oh, I'm just being too sensitive again. Or, oh, I don't know why I feel that way. Maybe I'm just tired. And then you wind up what? Regretting not listening to yourself later. You want to keep this gut-brain system so clear and healthy and functioning with ease, not dis-ease, but functioning with ease, right? That all things, you start getting your signals. You're in balance. Your brain's communicating. Your gut's communicating. Everybody's communicating. It's going, yeah, 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 no, 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 right? And it shows that, science even shows us that the gut is receiving these, your intuitive signals, you're receiving those just seconds before your brain gets any information. So what the hell are we thinking about? So when you have a gut feeling and it's like an instant, that's why. Okay, that's why. That's why the system is so amazing. So what about these things called emotions and how you feel and how you feel in your life? Because too many people are suffering from high anxiety. They don't understand their anxiety. They don't understand what it's meant for, what it's intended for, why it's showing up for them. It's a gift. It is not a bad thing, but it doesn't feel good. So that's why we want to get rid of it. You know, we want to shut it down, right? Or people feel depressed. And when you feel depressed, you actually feel out of control and there is no end in sight. Okay, now, feeling depressed, none of this is about diagnosing. None of this is medical recommendations, okay? This is an education, taking a look at and perspectives of your energy centers, how your body functions, your thoughts, your brains, emotions, I mean, and how all of it goes together. Because if you feel things that don't feel good and you don't do anything about them, they're going to keep pumping stuff into your body, right? And then you feel like you hit a brick wall and you can't see a way around it, right? You got all these emotions going on. Well, the emotions have to go somewhere. They must be expressed. I don't care if you're not saying them out loud. Thought creates a feeling, right? That chemical response, which is that emotion, energy in motion, which must manifest physically, which is in your body. If you're going to manifest it physically by saying, I feel, and you're telling someone how you feel, well, now you're expressing that energy out. If you are not doing that and you're sucking in your feelings, you're stuffing them down, you're just, you know, oh, I just can't say that, or it's not safe for me to say that, which is the case for many of my clients, where they've been taught that their feelings were not valid, or they didn't have the right to say how they felt. They should just suck it up, or they should just this, or don't be so sensitive, or whatever. They learn how to stuff their feelings down. Well, if I stuff food down without chewing it, I'm going to have an issue. Don't think it's no different when you stuff emotions down. They have to go somewhere. If they're not being expressed, as in you're discharging energy by saying how you feel, then they go somewhere and they go in your body, and you hold all these energy balls of energy everywhere, right? Because every emotion has a physical component. So it only makes sense then that any toxic emotions, things that are producing in your body negative impacting things, right? So they're negative and damaging. That's painful. I mean, the whole thing about misunderstanding emotions and not dealing with what's, you know, it's beliefs about certain things, or I don't have any rights here, or I can't change this, or I can't say that, right? And so all of these things are going somewhere. This is why we have increasing anxiety. I don't call them this, but anxiety disorders, people who are told that they have depression. Millions. Talking millions of people here. Increasing by 20% every year. So now you have bacteria in your digestive system that becomes imbalanced. You, when that happens, you will feel imbalanced. It's not just your thoughts that are throwing you off. Your gut is giving you a signal that something is wrong. Something is not functioning. Something is wrong. Something doesn't feel good. And it needs to tell you, your intuition saying, hey, friend, something's not right. Right. So if you experience heavy emotions, or you the negatively impacting ones that are not meant to be held on to and lived in a state of, like anxiety and heavy thoughts, sadness, frustration, depression, anger, it comes out in your body. It's also, we also have research that's showing that gut bacteria can influence anxiety and depression. In fact, there's two strains of bacteria that actually reduce anxiety. Well, scientists don't call it anxiety because they're not, unfortunately, I'm not saying I approve testing on animals or anything, okay? But that's where some of these tests for the research was done. And so they're looking at, because some bacteria, I said there's some that do good things in your body and there's some that impact negatively, right? But what we're looking at, that there is definitely, most definitely proven a connection between health, dis-ease, and your gut. But new research is also showing that your gut is responsible for how you feel and connected to the state of your mind, your mental health. So we've always kind of understood, right, that our mood, it's influenced by our thoughts, and then it's all in your head. But it's pretty much also, if you don't feel well because you have gut issues, that it's just in your gut. And now it's starting to show that it's actually more than that. And there's tons. I mean, I listen to Bruce Lipton. If you want to, like, Biology of Beliefs, yeah, you want to read that. You want to listen to Bruce Lipton. Right? And you want to, because that's where I was like, wait. What? Say what? This was years ago. And I got to hear him speak and I was listening and I was like, this, my brain was going off like fireworks. I was like, this makes so much sense. Right? Dr. Joe Dispenza. Like, these were the where I first came into this information that, you mean emotions change your physiology, and it's your emotions that can actually, like, increase or decrease the state of your body? Whoa! And, like, function? This is, like, that made sense. See, before it was just, oh gosh, I hope I'm healthy, or oh gosh, I, you know, in my family, we have this or we have that. Oh no, my friend. No. We're talking about internal. That's why the work that I do and in our community, the Energy Lounge, is all about creating interior awareness. How do I feel? How do I want to feel? What would make me feel that way? Is this the way I want to feel? If I don't feel this way, where's it stemming from? What can I do about this? Where can I take action? Where do I need to focus? What do I need to hear today, right? Doing this work. I mean, there's tons of course, there's external toxins, right? I mean, like antibiotics, pesticides, artificial sweeteners, okay? And junk food, you know, the foods that come in boxes and stuff, right? With preservatives. Of course, all of that's going to influence the air we breathe, the water we drink, all these things. But what we're saying here is, yeah, it's the things we're manifesting internally as well. The stress. Because when you have stress, right, you it's your, like, your body's, when you have too much stress, you're destroying the bacteria, you're looking at things that you're not digesting, you're not, so you got all these components that are going on, and really this, like, it's our fast pace, our hurry up, get more high stress, more and more people, right, are reporting all these issues, chronic stress. Stress is, like, responsible. They used to say 70% of doctor visits. Now it's somewhere between 70 and 80%. More and more people are diagnosed with anxiety, depression, as if it's a separate thing. This is all connected. All of these signs, too, a lot of problems with the gut. So it's crazy, right, to think that the gut and the bacteria and that this can affect your mental health, but nope, that's exactly a fact. Even if, that is why, so if I have a client that go, oh, I'm doing all the right things, you know, I've been eating healthy, I've been exercising, but I still feel like crap. I still feel like, oh, I just don't have any energy. I still feel, and then I listen to what they're describing and what they're telling me and what their thoughts are and the pressure that they're living with, and the pushing themselves, and the not sleeping, and then all these things start to get all goofed up. And the health continues to decrease. So no matter what good they're doing, it's just, I mean, if they weren't even doing that, can you imagine the damage, right? So what actually happens when you get stressed, or you feel anxiety, or, right, it changes, all these changes occur in your autonomic nervous system. All your nerves, right? Fight or flight. Fight or flight is meant for bam, not fight or flight, fight or flight, fight or flight. Like, it's not a permanent state that we're supposed to live in. So then you try to rest, but your digestion's all worked up. This is where we're starting to make the shift, because your body is your intuition's way of speaking to you physically. I'm going to say it again. That is so awesome. Your body is your intuition's way of speaking to you physically. You are a feeling being. It's easy to feel something in your body, like emotions, pain, joy, happiness. But if all of it just hurts, and then there's no end in sight, and you're just living with this chronic pain, right? But good or bad, you feel it through your body. So if your body is telling you that something is wrong or something is off, and it will never lie to you. Your body does not make up lies. You're not making it. If your body hurts and it's telling you, something feels weird, I feel off, I don't feel good, right? it is time to, you have to make some changes, take action, got to make some adjustments, because health is really this combination of doing the right mix of things for you to restore function, balance, right? In your gut, in your body, but it's also your emotional, mental, spiritual. It all goes together because everything's energy. So it's not any one thing. All these pieces and parts, they're all moving, hopefully, together, right? So you have to look at all areas. If you have digestive issues, most likely you got mood imbalances, or you feel tired, or you feel off. Or if your emotions are chaotic, you don't feel right that way, physically, you're going to notice it. You're more fatigued. You feel more anxious, and then you sweat more, or there's physical sides. So it doesn't matter what end they start on. Does it really matter what end they start on? They all go together. So that's why when I'm working with clients, it's not just, great, you're eating healthy, whatever. We really look at, what are you thinking about? What are you feeling about? What are you noticing? What's working, not working? Because while I teach inside out living, above, down, inside out, we have to also look at what's currently in your life, on your calendar, in your planner, in your circles. What are you committed to? And how are all of those impacting you? Do you want to be doing them? Is intuitively it feels wrong, but you're doing it anyway? Or are you ignoring things that you want to be doing intuitively, but you're not, you know, listening to self that way? Because what do you do when you've tried everything? Well, you don't give up. If you don't feel good, you don't give up. Because if you're thinking like, well, I've done everything and my gut is still giving me grief, you're not alone, which, again, I'm sad that anyone would ever experience this. I remember I was just so sad and tired all the time. And I did everything. I tried. I would just eat whole foods. Then I would just exercise more. Then I would just do another detox. Then I would this, I would that. This is a mix and a blend of things. And it's about reducing stress, eliminating what is not working in your life, starting to trust yourself the most, getting rid of negativity, poor self-talk, unhealthy or toxic relationships. I have clients I work with who are in narcissistic relationships with their spouse, and they have terrible gut issues because they just have to hold in all their feelings. They never have the opportunity to express how they feel. They're always told that they're wrong or they're right. And so there's a lot of circumstances around that. You have to start giving yourself space to express yourself. If you start in a journal, because it's not safe to say that in a relationship until you build up the strength, because here's what it takes to change your life is not this, you know, big, huge event, okay? It's a process, not an event. First and foremost, what you need to do is get healthy. That means you need to have your strength. Your body needs to be functioning. If that's it's a mix and a blend of things. Maybe it's working with your chiropractor, massage therapist, changing some eating habits, getting more exercise, sleep, right? But in addition, it is also building better beliefs about yourself. You have the right to express your feelings. If you don't feel good, there's a reason for it. And your body's trying to tell you that. Your intuition's trying to tell you that through your body. So don't just assume, oh, I must have IBS. I can't tell you, like in everyday conversations, I'll hear people, oh, I don't know, I think it's IBS. Like as if that's okay. It's not okay. Your body is created to function. If it's not functioning, that's a problem. That's an issue that you need to resolve. Don't just settle for it and think, oh, well, you know, because a lot of people have this, so that must be what it is. It's not normal. Pain is not normal. Pain is a signal, right? So if you've tried things like cleanses or dietary changes and that doesn't help your symptoms, then, you know, yeah, I mean, if you're going to see a doctor, but remember, you're your advocate. So don't just like, oh, they diagnosed me with this and now I'm going in for all these tests. I've also had clients who have been through all kinds of tests and the doctors go, huh, and that was my case. I didn't know what I didn't know back then. Went through, they did all these x-ray systems, drink this, blah, blah, right? Nope, looks like everything's functioning. I was like, functioning? Are you kidding me? Look at my stomach. So I figured it out on my own. That's why this is so important and an important component of the work that I do with clients, because when we're doing the energy work and we're tuning into the body and listening to the body and what does the body need and what are you doing for self-care and how are you caring for yourself? How much are you trusting yourself? These are all things to think about and consider because they all go together, right? So this is about healing and maintaining, but living an intuitive life means noticing and listening to what your body is telling you instead of maybe just wondering like, I don't know, like hands up, I'm not sure. I just feel tired, I guess. Or maybe there's just, I guess that's just how it is. And I have had people say, I don't know, I just always thought that that's just my gut. I didn't know. Well, I'm telling you, now you know. It's meant to function. Okay, this is your body's way of saying, again, your intuition's way of saying through your body that something is off and you need to adjust. It's not normal. Function is normal. That's the only normal, okay? Trusting yourself, that's normal. This is about getting back to the, like, focusing on the middle, right? Walk the middle way. Center. Come back to self. Trust yourself. Walk the middle way for your gut health. I read this and I thought it was awesome. I am the hand of God in action, gaining victory every day. My pure soul's great satisfaction is to walk the middle way. This is about really... You can't give your gifts if you don't feel good. You can't live your best life. And the thing that I see, the clients that I work with, they live their best life when they are feeling fulfilled. They're not living their best life when they're hurting. They're not living their best life when they're in pain. You're not here to be in pain. You're not here to feel bad or feel sick or tired or... You know, some days, yeah, you get a crazy day or, you know, you stayed up a little late or you had a little too much fun or, okay, that's normal. But feeling bad every day is not normal. So if you don't feel good, I don't, you know, I'm not giving medical advice. So what I'm saying is, yeah, of course, you know, have something looked at if it's really serious and you're really in pain, but be your best advocate and assess the information you're given. Or call me and we'll talk about it. Because I can tell you that if you have gut health issues, just like we covered today, there's self-trust issues. I want to give you that power back. Right? You can grab the Insight Activation Toolkit. You'll find the link in the description. And get started on assessing what's working, what's not working, knowing the difference between ego and intuition, knowing and understanding what interferes with intuitive signals. So you can trust yourself the most and you start your healing. The body is created to function. If you start listening, honoring your feelings, you start really saying, I hear you, I feel you, yes, I'm going to make these changes, your body will respond positively. If it's gone on far, far too long, like mine had gone on for far too long, but I stayed with it and bone broth and probiotics and journaling and working on empowerment and trusting myself. And my gut and I, we are so tight. Like we really get along, right? And I trust myself and I know what those feelings are now and I honor my feelings. That's what I'm talking about. That's what creates the shift in the energy flow in your body that you need. So with that, trust yourself the most. No one knows what it's like to be you. No one knows what's best for you better than you do because you are you, right? We'll see you back for another episode, Unlimited to Liberated. Love your gut, baby. Walk the middle way. Come back to self. Give your gut some love and listen to your body and those signals that your intuition's giving you through your body. They are real and true. And they will definitely work for you. Keep that brain, gut, brain functioning, flowing. Notice what you notice in your body. It's just the most amazing system. I love it. I love it. I love it a lot. Right? And we can have more fun when you feel good. You can make your dreams happen when you feel good. Activate those gifts when you feel good. You need that energy. All right, keep it flowing. We'll see you back for another episode soon. Bye for now.